Hello, this is Nelson Olmsted, and I'm going to tell you the story of a little girl who longed with all her heart and soul to become a dancer, a little ballerina. And every time you hear the orchestra play these notes, musical notes that in every land mean a dance is about to begin, that's your signal to turn the page. Her name was Kathy, and she was slim and pretty and good, and her hair fell long and gracefully down her shoulders. One night, Kathy dreamed a beautiful dream. She dreamed she was all alone on a great stage with a great white spotlight upon her. She dreamed the orchestra was playing and she was dancing as lightly as a feather borne by the breeze, as free as the birds above the treetops, as serenely as a cloud floating through the summer sky. Did you turn the page? That was Kathy's dream. She told her mother about it.
It was so beautiful, Mother. And now I wish more than anything in the world to be a ballet dancer, a ballerina.
It's a lovely wish, dear, and I'll help you all I can.
And Kathy told her dream to her younger sister, Yvonne.
And will you come to see me, Yvonne, when I'm a famous dancer?
Oh, Kathy, when do you start?
And that day, Kathy placed a record on her Victrola, and she began to dance. Or rather, she tried to dance. She learned quickly that dancing like a ballerina isn't quite as simple as just rising on your toes and spreading your arms. She lost her balance. Her feet tangled. She stumbled. And she tripped.
Oh, Yvonne, will I ever learn to dance?
That night, Kathy lay in her pillow, gazed out of the window, and whispered to herself,
"The moon dances, and the stars dance, and the wind in the trees is nothing but a dance. And someday I, too, will dance, like the moon, the stars, and the wind."
And as the whisper vanished, Kathy saw a little speck of golden light that seemed to come from outside her window, but now, suddenly, was here in the room beside her. The light became larger and larger and moved to the foot of her bed. Kathy jumped out of bed, but now the light had deepened and had changed into two small golden objects.
Yvonne, Yvonne, look, it's magic, wishing magic. I have a pair of golden shoes, dancing shoes.
Golden shoes, magic dancing shoes. Kathy couldn't wait to put them on. The next morning, as her mother and her little sister watched, Kathy slipped her feet into the golden shoes and began to dance. Round and round, spinning on her toes, arms above her head, leaping and gliding, Kathy danced. Then another strange thing happened. The golden shoes slowed down, and of course, Kathy slowed down with them. And now, instead of dancing madly, Kathy found herself slowly and patiently going through all the steps a ballerina practices as she learns her art. Guided by the magic shoes, Kathy learned the plié, and her mother came and watched.
See, Mother, this is the plié. My knees turn out and bend slowly. Down. Up. And And now I'm doing the battement tendu. That's the kick step, where your foot kicks out to the side but still touches the floor.
And one by one, Kathy learned all the steps of the ballerina. The jeté, a leap into the air. The entrechat, jumping into the air, and while in the air, crossing her feet back and forth as many times as she could. The pirouette, a turn on one foot. And then Kathy learned the special, wonderful secret of ballet dancing. She learned that ballet dancing tells a story, that each movement has a meaning. Kathy learned and danced the story of the Sleeping Beauty, about the beautiful girl who fell asleep for 100 years, not to awaken until a handsome prince arrived and gently kissed her. And she learned and danced the story of Swan Lake, in which the dancers pretend to be lovely white swans floating down the stream. Finally, Kathy's great day came, her first public performance.
Oh, Mother, will I be all right?
Of course you will, darling.
Yvonne, help me dress, please. Where are my golden shoes?
I don't know, Kathy.
Mother, my magic dancing shoes, they're gone.
And the performance was about to start. The orchestra was playing.
Mother, what shall I do?
Do your best, dear. Here, put on these old ballet shoes of yours.
Her heart thumping, Kathy walked out on the stage, and she began to dance. Yes, she danced as beautifully as ever. Those months of practice had taught her to dance. She no longer needed the magic shoes. As she ended her dance, Kathy walked toward the wings. There stood Yvonne, holding the magic shoes.
Look, Kathy, I found them.
I don't need them anymore, Yvonne. They're yours now. Take them and learn to dance.
And that's the story of the magic dancing shoes and the little ballerina.